I call them out for what they are. They're frauds. They're charlatans. Promoting a date that's come and gone, nothing happened. They're still out there doing their thing, aren't they? Two or three years ago, this conversation comes up all the time. John, when's it going to happen? When's Planet X going to do its flyby? And about 3 years ago, I started saying 3 p.m. tomorrow. If you're looking for a date, then you're not living a lifestyle of preparedness. That's why a date is important to you. Once you're living a life of preparedness, searching for a date becomes irrelevant. It no longer matters. That's the way the Navy veterans live. The Navy veterans weren't told a date. They were told, gentlemen, this will happen during your lifetimes. That's all they were told. And I'll say the same thing. Ladies and gentlemen, this will happen during your lifetimes. Now, if you're searching for a date, and this needs to be repeated multiple times. If you're searching for a date, that means you're still not living a lifestyle of preparedness. It means something else. You want to be able to live your current lifestyle, your current employment, your current place of residence, and then because you have a date in the future, you've picked out a time frame that you will leave your place of employment, change your place of residence, and then you will begin living your life of preparedness. That's what you want. That's what you're seeking. And I'm not going to give it to you. I'm not going to give you a date. Now, I have people provide me dates. This has happened multiple times. I don't talk about them publicly. Now, I guess it was around 2012. I had a guest who was giving a date. And I gave multiple caveats that it was my guest giving the date, not John Moore. People took what happened in that period of time, edited out my caveats, and this has happened several times, made it appear that the show I did 5 years ago had just been broadcast, giving a new date, removing all the caveats, removing my, if you're ready to listen to my show, you hear me give the date of my show multiple times during the show. But Tim Spencer and I worked on this, and it would take more financial time, more financial resources and time than I have to devote to go after these people for copyright violations. But they do that. They take the time, they edit my work, make it sound like John Moore's giving a date, and so forth. Then they broadcast it on YouTube. YouTube has removed most of the money-making incentive to be on YouTube. It's sort of people who had an entire career built around YouTube being a real thing. But, oh well. It's a big oh well. We have a caller on hold here. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. I got a question about night vision under $1,000 range.
Okay.
Like, they have those thermal imaging tubes now that are under $1,000 compared to weather. Generation 1 or 1 Plus night scope. Do you have any experience with any of that?
Right. Well, thermal imaging is marvelous technology. The unit you're talking about is a handheld unit that you hold up. It's like a monocular.
Correct.
It is not a weapon sight, and it's a bit too large to have a headset where you could flip it down and use it behind your regular sights, I believe. I have to do some experimenting to see if it's even possible to do that, to have it in a flip-down mode where you could use it behind your regular sight on your rifle. It may or may not be possible. And without some testing, I don't know. If you're going to stay under $1,000, I would probably stay with Generation 2 Plus. And quite frankly, Scott, it's been about 3 months since I've looked at night vision. And every 3 to 6 months, there's something newer and smaller, better and less expensive when it comes to night vision and thermal imaging both.
Thermal imaging a few years ago was $10,000.
Well, what cost? A friend of mine bought a $12,000 thermal imaging scope, a weapons sight. It's been about 3 years ago. The equivalent weapon sight now, I believe, would be $8,000 to $9,000. And once again, I'd have to look and check because anything involving that level of technology gets smaller, better, and less expensive about every 3 to 6 months.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for your advice.
Well, Scott, check out Optics Planet, OpticsPlanet.com. They're the best place. Yeah, OpticsPlanet.com. Great equipment, good product, good service, and good pricing, and a lot of educational material there.
Bye.
Thank you, Scott. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table. And he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch. And many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 24th of April. The 24th of April. This time next week, it will be May. And the year will be, one-third finished, won't it? Okay, the call number is 800-313-3368. 9443. I'll be talking to the manufacturer of the dome homes today, hopefully. This is really cutting edge. The dome is nature's perfect shape. If you go to my website, scroll down the left side, a little bit below the spinning globe there, you'll see new dome structures at low prices. We got photographs of these domes on tropical beaches. We got these domes in the Arctic with a submarine coming up through the ice nearby. We've got them in a suburban setting, and there's a camouflage one that belongs to the manufacturer sitting in the woods, camouflage dome, 14 feet and 20 feet. The 20-foot dome has enough ceiling height to put a loft up there for sleeping. They're beautiful. They're permanent. They're inexpensive. High winds don't bother them because they don't catch the wind. So you could have a 200-mile-an-hour wind, and the wind will just go right around it. Pretty neat. You don't need to put up the basic structure. Two men and a ladder and simple hand tools is all you need. Seriously. It's a kit. All the pieces come shipped to you. It's a kit. You can upgrade the insulation, get an insulation package if you want. You can get ballistic resistance if you want. You can get the foundation to put it on as another kit if you don't want to build your own foundation out of concrete, for example, or pressure-treated wood. That's what I would use, be pressure-treated wood, probably. Build a platform to set it up on. And you got a home you can live in. How neat is that? So, this, for some of you, it's going to be exactly what you've been looking for. You can get, the white is the standard color. You can get custom colors, or you can paint it yourself if you don't like white. Pretty neat. Pretty neat. Very cost effective, by the way. I don't know any other way to get permanent housing for less money. Your great-grandchildren could still be using this dome. So I would encourage all of you to go to my website and check out the domes. And then if you have any questions, I will get the answers. If I can't get the answers, I'll talk. If I don't know the answers, I will talk to the manufacturer and get the answers for you. A lot of things can be done with these. You can connect two or three or four or five together if you choose to and make a much larger home with multiple bedrooms and multiple bathrooms and so forth. Of course you can. Got a bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily, and we will continue with open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. This Korea situation continues to spin wildly out of control, with that chubby dictator up there making his threats about sinking our American aircraft carriers. Well, that would be the last aircraft carrier he ever sank before his home became a smoking hole in the ground. I don't know what the deal is with it, with North Korea, why they do what they do. I mean, the whole thing baffles me. It really does. You look south of them and you see a economic engine, one of the most powerful economies on the planet for such a small country, South Korea. Very bright, very productive people. Well, at the same genes north of the border there, they could be just as productive if they were allowed to, instead of having a closed, Stalinist-like society. It can barely feed its own people. Yeah. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things that you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 24th day of April. My website is thelibertymen.com. That's thelibertymen.com. I want to encourage people, if you're a fan of NCIS, to find us a nice, clear, sharp image of that map of North America on the wall of the director's office at NCIS. If you can get that image to us, you know, the first person who does it gets your choice of any of my DVDs as a thank you. We need to get this link posted. Okay. Also at my website, you'll find the energy cleaner for sale. I know, talking to Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer, and I've learned this myself, that people, it seems like they need to think about the energy cleaner for anywhere from a few months up to a year, maybe sometimes more. They think about it. They think, well, I wonder if this thing would work for me. I wonder if it'll help my arthritis pain, my joint pain, my back pain. I wonder if it'll help me get a great night's sleep. Well, hundreds of people have bought these from me, and they're getting relief every day, and you're not. How about that? You're not. You're procrastinating. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Are you risking anything when you spend $285 to get an energy cleaner? Not really, because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Yes, so check out the energy cleaner. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. The episode that we got the image from NCIS, the image is not in focus. They focused on the actors. It's the nature of photography that everything at different distances can't be in focus at the same time. So the actors were at a different distance than the map was. And so that episode really doesn't matter. The episode that we found, that we recovered that one image from. There's going to be other opportunities on other episodes, though, and I don't know what those episodes are. I'm sure the director's office is featured in many episodes of NCIS, which means there's multiple opportunities to find an episode with that map being crystal clear and sharp. That's what we need. We need that map being crystal clear and sharp. It's going to pop up. Somebody's going to find it. So, regardless, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. And I have every reason to believe at this point in time that there's many TV shows and many movies that have these images of North America with new coastlines also. Of course there are. The floodgates are opened. How many hundreds of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows the last 6 years? Breathtaking. Absolutely breathtaking. So, it's a fun quest. I will maintain your privacy, and you will remain anonymous when you find a TV show or a movie with showing that map of North America with new coastlines. You get to pick any of my DVDs that you choose, the ones that I produced. Let's go through the list here. We got Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 1, Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 2, my signature DVD, which is Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Then we have Terrorism, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Your choice of any of those. And let's not leave. Well, maybe I should go ahead and include Signs in the Sun, Moon, and Stars. That's another one I did with the Prophecy Club out of Topeka, Kansas, with Stan Johnson. We'll include that also. Your choice of any of my DVDs that I produce. There are some DVDs that I did not produce that are listed on my website for sale. The farms-related ones. I do market those and sell them, but I didn't produce them. Smoking gun evidence. That's the technical term we use as homicide investigators. Smoking gun evidence. Some entity, some person, some group of people has enough clout to approach the people who are making a movie such as The Hunger Games and have this image embedded into the movie. The Hunger Games image shows North America with new coastlines. The map shows the different districts. They had North America split up into districts. I think it was 12 districts, if I'm not mistaken. The number really doesn't matter. But that image of North America could just as well have had Florida on it as not, and the East Coast intact and the West Coast intact as not, but it didn't. No, they took the time and made the effort to show North America with new coastlines, eliminating part of the East Coast, all of Florida, part of the Gulf Coast, and part of the West Coast. Just gone, underwater. They didn't have to do that. That took more effort. It's a lot easier to take a stock map of North America and then superimpose the 12 districts on it. Of course, that would be easier. Less effort, but they didn't. Now, I did not include an inland sea in that map. They left that out. That was their choice for reasons I don't know, don't need to know, doesn't matter. It's called predictive programming. And here's why I tell people. Ever since that doctor held you upside down and smacked your bare bottom to get you to cry when you were first born, everything, without exception, everything you've seen, heard, tasted, touched, or smelled is part of your subconscious. Everything. Including, and I watched the Hunger Games. It's a great trilogy. I saw that map. I didn't consciously think about it at the time. I don't know how long it was flashed there on the screen. Maybe 10 seconds, maybe 30 seconds. I doubt it was 30 seconds or more. That's a long time in a movie, 30 seconds. So it was flashed on the screen. That became part of my subconscious, just like I'm sure the majority of you watched The Hunger Games, hugely popular trilogy of films. Very well done. It's a great love story, by the way, if you haven't seen it. It's basically a love story, along with all the other subplots that are there. Yeah, I saw it, and I didn't consciously think about it at the time. And all of you probably did the same thing. You saw it and didn't consciously think about it. The map of North America with new coastlines. Same thing with all these other movies and TV shows. Now, I'm not an NCIS fan. My friend Tim Spencer, he says his wife is a huge fan of NCIS. So it's a regular feature on NCIS. The Office of the Director. So it's probably been shown several dozen times, the Office of the Director with that image of North America on, with new coastlines right there on the wall. It's a beautiful office, by the way, dark wood paneling. The map is framed and hung on a wall with its own light to make sure it shows up real nice. I doubt there's ever discussion about that map in any of the episodes. I strongly, strongly doubt that any of the characters walk up to the map and says, "Well, look at this map." That doesn't happen. Just like in Highway Patrol, it didn't happen 60 years ago. Now, for you, now I know I'm repeating myself if you listen to me on a regular basis, but this is radio. We always have new listeners. And I would have been 10 years old in 1957, and I probably did watch that episode. I was a fan of Highway Patrol and Broderick Crawford. Now, 1957, you had your choice. The entire population of the United States of America had the choice of three TV stations to watch whatever they're going to watch any given evening. That was it. Three. Not four, not five, not 100. Three. And these networks, ABC, CBS, CBS, ABC, NBC, they spent millions of dollars to have shows that would draw the most numbers of people so they could sell the most advertising. It's still that way. And for that particular time slot, Highway Patrol was massively beating whatever competition they were up against the other two networks. Massively beating them. And the networks learned pretty quick that not to spend a lot of money on something people weren't going to watch. So they had programming on one hand, but on the other, they weren't spending massive amounts of money because they knew that it's like going up against Bonanza on Sunday evening. My goodness, what a huge following that TV show had, Bonanza. It wouldn't surprise me if there was an episode of Bonanza with that image on there. It wouldn't surprise me at all. So Broderick Crawford walks into this office of this petroleum executive. The name of the episode is Dead Hunter. And he's interviewing this oil executive regarding the homicide. Everything's black and white, by the way. It was a number of years later before all TV became color all the time. Color TV was the exception, not the rule, back then, 1957. A color TV cost half as much as a new Chevrolet sedan, basically. I mean, and very few people had color TV. I remember it was my schoolmates in junior high school. It was if they had a color TV, they had bragging rights because almost no families had color TV. It was so incredibly expensive, and there wasn't that much color TV to watch anyway. I recall when I left home to go in the Army, my family still did not have a color TV when I was 19 years old and left for the U.S. Army. But regardless, it was black and white. And at one point, when we did the screen capture, a 3x5 foot map takes up a big chunk of the screen, of the TV screen. No mention's made of the map. Broderick Crawford doesn't mention it. The homicide detective, the oil executive doesn't mention it. It's just there. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, when you look at that map, I'm going to click on it right now. That is the map. I mean, that is so close to the map that I worked with the Navy veterans. It is so close, especially the East Coast. They show an inland sea a bit bigger than what my map shows it, but pretty close. And it's just there. It is just there. And they show the East Coast underwater, Florida gone, most of Alabama gone, almost all of Louisiana and Mississippi gone, Texas taking damage inland about 90 to 100 miles, big chunk of Arkansas gone, Tennessee, Southern Illinois underwater, and so forth. That's the map. That is the map. They've been warning us now for 60 years, letting us know what's coming, putting it in our subconscious. It's there. Everything you've ever seen, heard, tasted, touched, or smelled is in your subconscious, every bit of it, including these maps. So if you have a hobby of watching movies, if you have a hobby of watching TV shows, keep a sharp eye out. I just sent out a DVD last week to the young woman who found the NCIS image. Thank you. She had her choice. She picked the DVD, and I shipped it out to her the next day. It's a challenge. It's a fun project, quite frankly, seeing if you can find another image. They're out there. I'm absolutely convinced they're out there at this point. All the ones we found, it wouldn't surprise me at this point if there's 20 or 30 or even more images of North America with new coastlines on TV shows and maps waiting to be found. This is my project. It's Project The John Moore Show of Republic Broadcasting. Let's find these images. What a fun thing. It doesn't cost you anything except your time. If you already have the hobby of watching movies and TV shows, you're not doing anything you wouldn't do anyway. Search your memory. Maybe you have a recollection. We had a man recall seeing an image in the American Airlines concourse at the Denver International Airport. It's a 150-foot long mural, supposedly, allegedly representing some river. It's not a river. In that mural, you can clearly see what appears to be the West Coast of the United States with big chunks of it underwater. It's clearly the West Coast, California, Baja California, Oregon, Washington State, Canada. Of course it's the West Coast of the United States. So we have some formatting issues with that particular image that we need to get resolved. And when we do, we'll have it posted. It's the only image we found that has not been posted yet. I find this all fascinating, that these images have been there, archived, waiting to be recovered for 60 years. More than half a century, 60 years. They've been putting these images on TV shows and movies. I haven't watched an episode now for about a year, the hugely popular TV show Twilight Zone. Now, there is a place where I would expect to see that image. Now, I may have to go through and look at all the episodes I've watched already. But the popularity of that TV show is hard to imagine, because the way TV was in the 50s and 60s is not the way it is today. The impact that television had on American society was so much stronger then, because there were so few choices for everybody to watch. Only three choices. All during the 50s into the 1960s. It wasn't until cable TV came into effect that we started getting more choices. That would have been in the early 70s. And for you youngsters out here, here's how they convince people to pay money to watch television. Here, quote unquote, "You can watch movies with no commercials. Otherwise, nobody would pay money to watch TV." Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 24th of April. Well, I was talking to Ann Morrison. She's moved on to other pursuits. She will no longer be my guest on Fridays. I'll be looking to get another guest on Fridays. That remains to be seen who that's going to be. She's on with me every Friday for years. I'm not even sure how many years now. Ever since I had this daily show, she's been on, I'm pretty sure, for years. And she developed quite an audience. And quite a following. I always had really good numbers on Fridays, largely due to her being on there. And I know many of us, I know myself, we're going to miss having Ann on Fridays. But she's moved on to other pursuits, and that's the way that is. So hopefully I'll be getting together with Ann in person sometime soon, and we can get caught up. We haven't been one-on-one in person for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years or so, maybe longer. Okay, I got some notes from Rex Baer. Apparently he was attempting to contact Republic Broadcasting by Skype this morning. I don't know what happened or what number he was calling, but it didn't work out. We'll have to reschedule Rex and have him on another day. These maps, I just want to urge any of you that want to participate in this project, please consider participating in this project. Finding more maps of North America with new coastlines on television shows and movies, they're out there. They are definitely out there. I had hope when that Highway Patrol image popped up. I had hoped there'd be more. I had an expectation to be more. I really didn't know for sure until you listeners started finding more images. Thank you. Thank you very much. At this point, with the floodgates open, it's almost like the Oroville Dam breaking loose, isn't it? Yeah, these images are out there. And they're going to be on the big TV shows and the big movies. That's where you're going to find them. The ones that were either got Academy Awards or were nominated for Academy Awards. It's that level of movies. And the level of TV shows that would be hugely popular. That's where you're going to find these images. Wouldn't it surprise me to find them in things like Sesame Street in the background? Hugely popular with children. They want to influence the children also, don't they? Why not? Places you wouldn't expect them. Saturday Night Live, another hugely popular show. Why couldn't they have a map in the background? No reason why not. Jay Leno, The Tonight Show. Oh, yeah. Any of these kinds of shows that have the massive audiences. I wouldn't be surprised if it'd pop up for 10 or 15 seconds. Rest of the week, we expect to have Leon Green tomorrow. We'll be talking about health-related matters and how doTERRA essential oils can help you have better health. Professor McCanny will be with us Wednesday, and so on. Great show today. Your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms and ammunition. Never ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors, leading you down into my core? Will I be
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, April 24th, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild ride it is, a lot going on. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We're all road warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. Maybe we'll focus a little bit on the intelligence community, the CIA these days. The CIA is not now, nor has it ever been, a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. In that capacity, it overthrows or supports foreign governments while reporting intelligence, quote-unquote, justifying those activities. It shapes its intelligence even in such critical areas as Soviet nuclear weapon capability to support presidential policy. Disinformation is a large part of its covert action responsibility, and the American people are the primary target audience of its lies. So said Ralph McGahee, anyway, 25-year career CIA veteran who spent a number of years overseas in East Asia, Southeast Asia, and also at CIA headquarters in Washington and Langley. And McGahee was, or is, I should say, one of very few dissenting voices. And that's very unfortunate because we have essentially in America lionized an agency that is built on intrigue and Machiavellian intrigue and deception. And we've come a long way from our moorings in this country, unfortunately. If we go back in history, in America, we used to have a general what you might call Christian ethic. In this country, perhaps best represented by the Ten Commandments. You go back to Exodus chapter 20, see Moses coming down off the hill. The Israelites were preoccupied at the time to Moses' frustration, constant frustration. And there was the moment that Moses said, let's go up and talk to God in the... yeah. Exodus chapter 20, verse 19, Moses said, then, Exodus 20, 19 says, then they said to Moses, well, backing up, Moses issues the Ten Commandments, and then he says, verse 18 says, all the people perceived the thunder and lightning flashes and the sound of trumpet and the white smoke, and the mountain smoking, and when the people saw it, they trembled and stood in the distance. Then, verse 19 says, then they said to Moses, speak to us yourself, and we will listen, but let not God speak to us, or we will die. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, for God has come in order to test you, and in order that the fear of him may remain with you, so that you may not sin. So they say, yeah, you talk to us. So the people stood at a distance while Moses approached the thick cloud where God was. Then the Lord said to Moses, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, you yourselves have seen that I have spoken to you from heaven. you shall not make other gods besides me. Gods of silver, gods of gold, you shall not make for yourself. And on he goes, but the point is, the people wanted a buffer between them and this awesome God. But, and they even said, "You speak to us, Moses, lest we perish." Moses said, "Don't be afraid, for God has come in order to test you and in order that the fear of him may remain with you so that you may not sin." You have the Ten Commandments that are issued, and the Ninth Commandment, Exodus 20:16, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." And that's an interesting concept. Perhaps we'll dive into a little bit more today, but bearing false witness seems to be something the CIA in particular and the broader intelligence community prides itself on these days, unfortunately. And it's been that way for now some 70 years at the CIA, the reinvention of the OSS. So the Office of Strategic Services converted in the pre-James Bond days, so to speak, to the CIA as a result of the National Security Act, has ever since, over the last 70 years or so, manipulated or been an essential part of the manipulation of the American people. Even though its explicit directives prevent it from operating inside the U.S., that, of course, has been proven time and time again false. Back in the 70s, of course, you have Operation Mockingbird that comes to light, revealing that the CIA had controlled a number of very influential media outlet assets, not necessarily all of them credentialed press agents, but very influential nonetheless, circulating stories throughout the media abroad and, of course, here at home. And more recently, the CIA has been consulting on a number of films and television works and other propaganda efforts out in the media. But what does all of this mean? Well, we're going just a brief little jaunt down memory lane. First, let's go quickly to the 1997 documentary titled CIA America's Secret Warriors. Not much has changed. And speaking of Ralph McGahee, he has some interesting remarks at the end of the documentary. Go ahead, please. Yep.
From nuclear weapons, biological, chemical, and their delivery systems is perhaps more dangerous to the world today in the United States than was when the Soviet Union was around.